This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
It's clear the European Commission has no idea what they're doing when it comes to the commercial marketplace. That's according to Jerry Dreyer of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter. He's joined by Lee Milkey as they give us the latest global picture.
Jerry, we continue to see slippage in the global dairy trade auction. Powder is under pressure, particularly as the EU closed its intervention program, but some proposed changes to the program have surfaced. Explain them, and what do they mean for U.S. dairy producers?
Yeah, Lee, I can't explain the changes because they're all quite illogical. I came away from the U.S. Dairy Export Council's Board of Directors meeting, and it's clear that the European Commission has no idea what they're doing, no concept of the commercial marketplace, and there's clearly no firm plan as to what the next move is. The takeaways do seem to be that they're considering not reopening the intervention next year, and that they're looking at disposing of this product that's in surplus in some fashion into the commercial market. And regardless of any fashion they might choose, it's going to be disruptive, and it's already putting downward pressure on prices, and there'll be more downward pressure on prices.
What is the latest on the NAFTA talks? I understand the Trump administration is calling on Canada to end its supply management program.
Yes, that, among other demands, I think probably a step short of ending the supply management program is at least getting rid of the Class 6 and the Class 7, where they're moving product into the world market by undercutting the world price, which is, you know, way below their cost of production, obviously, and illegal under the terms of most trade agreements. The outlook for NAFTA is difficult. At best, I think the estimates I'm hearing is we might get some kind of an agreement by the first quarter of next year, but certainly not by the end of this year. And we may only get an agreement with Mexico. We may get no agreement at all. There seems to be dozens of different possible outcomes, so it's way too early to call it.
Let's look at worldwide milk output, Oceania and EU. I understand output is increasing.
Yes. I came away again from the Export Council's board meeting with Rabobank's latest word, my projections and those of others, that definitely more milk on the way, at least through the first quarter of next year.
Jerry Dreyer, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Thanks, Lee. Now an update from the immigration front, specifically the latest proposal of the guest worker program. We're still waiting on whether a new visa program will be approved in Washington, D.C. And out west, Patrick Cavanaugh tells us it'll have quite an impact on the dairy industry.
Anya Radabaugh is chief executive officer of the Western United Dairymen in Modesto.
Oh, well, we were really proud on behalf of our members to seek a new guest worker program. It's called the Ag Act, literally AG Act, Agricultural Guest Worker Act, being promoted by the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte, who is a former House Agricultural Committee chairman. So he knows a lot about agriculture. He knows what needs to get done to get this across the line. But we're trying to create a solution for both permanent agriculture like dairies and also a solution for seasonal agriculture.
We asked Radabaugh what it will do for undocumented workers.
So the current workforce is largely documented, but also the documentation is questionable at times. So there is a pathway for them to become applicable to this new H-2C visa program. It is not a path to citizenship. It is a path for them to stay working as long as they are able to comply and apply for this new H-2C program. And that's several hundred thousand workers, if not closer to 1.2 million people. So it's very, very important in this bill that there is a pathway to do that, because in dairy, for example, our existing workforce is the entire ballgame.
That's Anya Radabaugh with Western United Dairymen.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Join us tomorrow for PDPW's World of Dairy and stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.